online and then we can go. I'm online and then we can go. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Chet?
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Hey, Chet. This is, my name is Ruben. I spoke to you previously. I work for Bank of Cardiff, and I'm in the underwriting department. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Can you hear me okay? The connection's a little fuzzy.
No, I'm actually in a truck right now, but I can hear you just fine.
Okay, well, my name's Ruben. You're working with Dennis Sanders here, and he was actually out for quite a bit of last week. So he's actually out today as well, so I didn't want to leave you hanging. I was asked to call you and kind of clear things on what's going on with your file. Is it okay if I kind of start off and go on what's going on?
Sure, please do.
Perfect. Okay. So what's going on is we had a few programs available for you, and my goal is just to get your transaction wrapped up and help you out to the finish line since I've been brought in here. So I guess one of the questions our funding department had is this. Let me just see if I can bring it up. Dun, 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 dun. Let's see. So, let's see.
Is Dennis ever coming back, or is he move on or something?
No, he's out for a while. He's sick, so that's why it's my fun job helping out. But I can understand that you should be called back sooner than this. Someone should have contacted you back. So your approval was structured, and I don't know if Dennis communicated this to you, for our servicer on the loan required what's called a hauling contract. And I guess the confusion is this. There's a company called Musco Express, but my funding department
Correct.
Thinks you own that company. Do you own Musco Express?
No.
Okay.
No. I haul for them.
Okay.
I haul for them.
Okay. So that's your hauling contract.
Correct.
Gotcha. All right.
I sent them a copy of it 2 or 3 times. Yeah.
Okay. Go Express is a company that the customer hauls for.
Correct.
Their hauling contract. They do not own
Correct.
This company.
Correct. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just putting some notes here. I apologize.
Okay.
I'm sorry, and I'm going to get this resolved. Let's see. Let's see. This agreement made of a... Okay, so Chester?
Yes.
So here's what's going on, and I don't know if Dennis relayed this to you. So the paperwork that was sent owner, it's an LLC operating agreement. And so what the LLC operating agreement shows is that you actually own the company.
Well... I don't know what to tell you. That's all the paperwork I've got about it. That's what's in my book, you know.
Okay. So you don't own Musco Express.
Why don't you? No, I do not own Musco Express.
Okay.
I have a lease contract with them to where they give me freight. I go haul it. They take their 15% for doing the bookwork, the payroll, and the dispatcher.
Okay.
I get the rest.
Gotcha. I think this is just a paperwork issue, but I cut you off. You were saying something?
Oh, well, I can give you an update. I mean, I need to, to put this to bed, but I needed one of those trailers. You know, this deal was to finance 2 trailers.
Yeah.
So I had to go paid cash for one of them, and I've got it.
Okay.
I can still use financing for the other one, or you can just give me my money back and finance both of them. I don't know, but right now I went and paid cash for one of them.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to suggest. And this is what, because okay. I can understand your frustration, and just, you know, I'm not in the sales department, so I'm kind of putting on a sales hat, although it's not my, I'm not like a salesperson at all. I'm in underwriting, so it's not my expertise. This is what I would suggest, if I can give you my frank opinion, and hopefully that you appreciate that. The approval that I helped structure for you with our servicer has a lot of stipulations. There could be all this back and forth in the world about the hauling contract. The reality is, though, I have a backup approval for you that doesn't have any of that stuff. It doesn't have any of those hauling contracts. It's just an approval. I can match the same approval, finance both vehicles, and reimburse you. What I think is, I think that is a better idea to get you new documents and use that approval rather than you have to go back and forth over this paperwork issue. How does that sound to you?
Well, the easiest way out, why would you not do that? But what okay. is the rate? I don't want to be signed up. I think the rate in the first place was a little high, and Dennis was supposed to be working on that.
It will not be a higher rate. It's just an easier approval process. I do have a few questions for you, though. The first question I have for you is this. On that vehicle that you purchased, did you do anything with the titling yet? Did you do anything with the title, or do you just have it in your possession?
I don't even have it in my possession. Ritchie Brothers actually sent both titles to a bank in Buffalo, New York. And okay. when I went up there and paid for it, they said, well, we got to get your title back from the people in Buffalo because they were supposed to finance it, and they told us to send the titles.
Gotcha.
And so I said, well, how would you send the title and without being funded? And she said, I don't know. It's been a real crazy deal.
Okay.
So I don't know what to tell you.
No. I'm going to walk you through a resolution. The company in New York, I don't speak with them directly, but my funding department does, the servicer. I'm going to see that you've reached out to them, too. They're called Blue Ridge Financial. I'm going to see if they can still move forward with this transaction, kind of, because there's this whole confusion on Musgrove. The paperwork we have is in a hauling contract. It's an LLC operating agreement, and it shows you on that company. And that is just a paperwork issue. I understand you don't own Musgrove. Here's the order of operations. I'm going to have my funding department reach out to them and see if they can move forward with the file. If I can't, I'll see what other options I have. I don't like to rush anything. I'd like you to be patient with me and let me give you a call back in about 4 hours to let you know the options. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care if I get it done this week or not now. I needed one trailer bad, and I kept getting waylaid on it. So I said, well, I got to go get this trailer.
Okay.
And then, Dennis said, well, you know, we can pay you back if you go ahead and do whatever, blah, blah. Whatever. And by then, I was so confused with all of it, I don't know what to do.
Okay, you're in good hands. I will solve this issue for you. You've got my word on that. You'll get a call back from me in about 4 hours, okay?
Okay, and just take the easiest way out, buddy. I don't care which way it is, and the cheapest way for me. You know?
There you go. I'm in agreement with you. I've just got to figure this issue out from square one, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.